This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So, what is the real difference between the two? How can we explain it? We've just understood that revelation goes to a Nabi as well, as we've understood in this ayah. So is it correct to say a messenger is someone who was given a book, and a prophet is someone who wasn't given a book? Well, based on this ayah, we would say that is not a precise explanation. So what is the precise explanation? The precise explanation, and Allah knows best, and this is the explanation shared to us by our Shaykh Salih al-Shaykh, Hafidhahullah. He says that the correct explanation in terms of citing the difference between a prophet and a messenger is that a messenger is one who was sent to a people that went astray and went against the revelation that was given to them. A messenger is a prophet that was sent to a people that went against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to them via a previous prophet. Right? So guidance was given to them and they went against that guidance, and now a messenger went to them to bring them back to the straight path. So this teaches us that these people were messengers before Allah revealed to them. They were messengers before Allah gave them a book. Right? As long as they were sent to a people who went off the straight path, off the teachings of what was revealed to them, then these people were messengers. Even if a book was not revealed to them yet. Right. And we understand this from the Quran. Right? As Allah says in His Quran, إِنَّا رَسُولَ رَبِّكَ. Right? When Allah is telling us the statement of those that were sent to a people, that we are messengers from your Lord. Which means these people knew that they had a Lord. And guidance came to them before, but they went off the guidance. Now, as for a prophet, then a prophet is someone who Allah revealed to. However, this prophet was not commanded to convey the revelation, number one. And number two, this prophet was commanded to convey, but not to a people that went against the message of the previous revelation, but rather conveyed to a people who were upon guidance. So pay attention to the explanation of who a Nabi is. A Nabi is one of two explanations. The first explanation is, we call him a Nabi. We call him a Nabi if Allah revealed to him but didn't command him to convey the message. So he had revelation, because we've established that Allah has revealed to both prophets and both messengers, right? But a Nabi is someone who Allah revealed to but didn't command him to convey. This is a Nabi. Or Allah commanded him to convey, but the people he was conveying to were people who were upon guidance already. Were people who were upon guidance already. Now, who can give me an example of a Nabi based on what I have said? Does anyone have an idea of who we can call a Nabi based on or especially the second explanation, that, you know, he's a Nabi who revealed to people who were already who Allah revealed to, but he was sent to people who were already upon guidance. Adam alayhi salam. Well done, Muhammad. Adam alayhi salam. Adam alayhi salam is a Nabi. He was a Nabi before Hawa alayhi salam, and he was a Nabi after Hawa alayhi salam. So, you know, this could be a quiz, by the way, right? Who was a Nabi twice, right? Who became a Nabi two times, right? A Nabi twice is Adam alayhi salam. For Adam alayhi salam was a Nabi before Hawa. Because after Adam was created, there was no one. But he was a Nabi because Allah revealed to him. Allah spoke to Adam alayhi salam, right? And he was also a Nabi after Hawa alayhi salam, because Allah revealed to him, but Hawa was from the guided. Walillahi alhamd. Right? And the children of Adam alayhi salam was from the guided as well. Right? Walillahi alhamd. So, Adam alayhi salam was amidst a people who were upon guidance. So Adam alayhi salam fits this description, or both descriptions rather. The one who Allah revealed to, but didn't command him to convey, like the case of Adam before the creation of Hawa alayhi salam, as well as the one who Allah revealed to and commanded him to convey to a people who were guided already, like the case of Adam alayhi salam after the creation of Hawa alayhi salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. And another evidence, brothers and sisters, that teaches us that there is a difference between a Rasul and a Nabi, is the first statement that I shared with you when I told you that Allah creates and Allah chooses. Right? Because in the hadith of Abu Dharr, radiallahu an, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose 124,000 people from the children of Adam alayhi salam to be prophets. And he chose 313 from them to be messengers. He chose 313 from them to be messengers. If a Rasul and a Nabi was one and the same thing, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have not mentioned 313 after mentioning 124,000. So brothers and sisters, this is basically a discussion surrounding how Allah chooses and how Allah creates and how Allah gives a precedence to those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills over others. And inshallah, when we come back next Saturday, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, should Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us life, then bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, we will discuss further examples of which explain this ayah, wallahu yakhluqu ma yasha'u wa yakhtar, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. Just before you leave, brothers and sisters, the first prophet was Adam alayhi salam, and the first messenger was Nuh alayhi salam. As you traverse through this week, my dear brothers and sisters, try and remember this ayah. Wallahu yakhluqu ma yasha'u wa yakhtar. That Allah creates what He wants, when He wants, how He wants. Wa yakhtar. And Allah gives a special rank to certain parts of His creation over others. Try and ponder over this ayah with everything that you see, everything that you experience. Inshallah, it will bring you closer to the ayah and allow the ayah to resonate with you better and allow the ayah to stick with you forever. Bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. My dear brothers and sisters, this brings us to the end of today's class. Given the technical difficulties at the beginning, I've chosen to run the class till the end of time. Inshallah, as for the questions and answers, please feel free to email me and please feel free to use the forums. Brother Hisham has informed me that the forums for the brothers has been completed. What is left is the forum for the sisters. Please use those forums, my dear brothers and sisters, and benefit each other. Ask each other questions and share with each other some of your contemplations over the course of the week based on the lessons that we have taken today. I love you all for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive any mistakes. Everything correct said is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, and any mistakes are from myself and shaytan, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive me. Until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unites us again, subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk, wa sallallahu wa sallama wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.